The head of the state's Rifle and Pistol Association, a gun owners and pro-Second Amendment rights group, says his members don't like the new requirement that they register any guns they own that are defined under the state's gun control laws as an assault weapon. Tom King says while he's not advising gun owners about whether or not they should register, he says those that want to comply are finding the new rules confusing.
Our members are just complaining that there's a ton of confusion. They don't know what to do. They're getting various responses, and frankly, the responses have been just confusing, you know, and our people just, you know, they don't know what to do.
Governor Cuomo, who touted the passage of what's known as the SAFE Act in January of 2013, is not promoting the registration date, and a spokeswoman for the state police declined to record an interview on how to comply with the new rules. But spokeswoman Darcy Wells did provide a link to a state-operated website. It allows gun owners to register online in a form that requires their driver's license number, address, and email. It also offers a detailed description of what guns are defined as assault weapons and must be registered. It's a Class A misdemeanor if the gun owner does not register, and if they're caught, under the law, their firearm would be confiscated. But it's unlikely that state police will be actively checking at this point whether someone has registered their gun. Violators would likely be caught only if they're arrested or searched in connection with another crime. In advance of the registration date, SAFE Act opponents held a rally at the state capitol in early April. Governor Cuomo has not commented on the April 15th registration date for assault weapons, but he did speak generally about opposition recently. Cuomo says he understands that gun control can bring up intense feelings, and he says it's no different from other issues he supported, like a women's equality provision that includes abortion rights and a measure known as the DREAM Act, which would offer tuition assistance to undocumented immigrants.
It's a topic that drives strong emotions, like many topics. Woman's right to choose, strong emotions. DREAM Act, by the way, strong emotions. So I understand it. But it's the nature of the discussion.
It's estimated that there are as many as 1 million assault weapons owned privately in New York. State police will not be providing figures on the number of people who register their guns, though. The information can't be disclosed under a provision of the SAFE Act. Other parts of New York's gun control law mandate universal background checks on gun purchases, increased penalties for people who use illegal guns, and life in prison without parole for anyone who murders an emergency first responder. A provision that would have limited magazine clips to 7 bullets or less was thrown out by a federal court judge. It's currently not being enforced while the case is on appeal. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.